Blue Ocean Strategy is a framework used for kickstarting innovation and new product development. It was the brainchild of W. Chan Kim and Rennie Moboyne. These are two professors from INSEAD. And they observe that companies tend to engage in head-to-head competition in a search for growth, and this leads to a bloodbath, a red ocean. They suggest an alternative and more profitable strategy for growth comes from tapping new opportunities in the blue ocean. They argue that a blue ocean strategy allows the simultaneous pursuit of differentiation and low cost, and not either or. So that is differentiation or low cost. And by moving into a blue ocean, a new market, a company creates new market space and in so doing makes the competition irrelevant. The starting point for developing the model is to examine why some companies succeed while others fail. And their study of successful and less successful companies shows that some markets are overcrowded and this limits everyone's growth. Market spaces or blue oceans can be created by value innovation while at the same time driving down costs. These two strategies will beat the competition or make the competition irrelevant. So it's not necessary to fight the competition head on. Every market was once new, and the key to success is to find a market that you can make your own. A key aspect of the model is understanding how value is perceived and how this affects both suppliers and customers. From the supplier's point of view, Michael Porter suggested that you could position a company as having a differentiated product or a low-cost product. This is challenged by the Blue Ocean model. The Blue Ocean model says that costs are always under pressure from competitors. Over time, the differentiating factors are eliminated as suppliers copy each other and seek to compete by making cost savings. This makes the buyer the winner as they reap the benefits of superior value. With a Blue Ocean strategy, it's possible to pursue a strategy of both low costs and differentiation. W. Chan Kim and Rennie Moboyne use numerous examples in their book to show how companies have developed blue oceans for themselves. Yellowtail is an Australian brand of wine and considered the traditional wine market, or they considered the traditional market as one that's complicated, is patronising, heavy on terminology, and because of that, frightening to a certain group of customers. Yellowtail therefore created an offer that comprised just one red wine, which was a Shiraz, and one white wine, which was a Chardonnay. This was a simple offer with a product that was appealing because it was sweeter and easier to drink, and as a result, the Yellowtail product didn't focus on traditional wine drinkers but extended into a larger group of people looking for something easy to drink as an alternative to beer, cocktails, or even a soft drink. Cirque du Soleil has been identified as a blue ocean company. Traditional circuses offer a product that's widely recognised but very similar. Clowns, jugglers and animals are the circus's formula for entertaining families. Cirque du Soleil broke the mould by creating exceptional and surprising acts of gymnastic and artistic theatre, which all had appeal to families but also attracted a wider audience of adults who marvelled at the completely different circus performances. In the airlines industry, NetJets has been identified as a blue ocean company. NetJets saw a market for point-to-point travel in which commercial airlines and corporate jets competed. However, corporate jets have a very high cost even though they offer less hassle. Commercial airlines offer a pay-as-you-use service, but at the expense of high travel time and not necessarily to desired destination points. NetJets saw blue ocean space in the middle of this market and offered the ability to buy 50 hours of travel per year, providing a point-to-point service that's faster than commercial flights, less hassle, and providing increased productivity to business travellers. In other words, they opened up a new market for air travel.